Then one day, I was seeking it with some brethren who were praying over me, right? And the power of God came on me. It came on my hands first. And I forget the precise order after that. If it was ears, I wrote it down a long time ago, and I haven't reviewed it. It was like the hands, but the ears, the lips, and the feet. And when it came on my lips didn't quiver like, imagine if you had tense muscles. They seemed to leap around on my face like someone, like they were being manipulated by something outside of me. Now that's insane. And I would have looked at it as such before it happened to me. Or I would have said, well, I believe you that you think you had that experience, but there's probably some explanation for it. Okay. And I understand that line of thought. And you know what? I wouldn't expect anything to convince you except having the same experience yourself. Because nothing would have convinced me except actually experiencing it. Nothing convinced me till I experienced it. So, you know, there's always an explanation for someone else's experience. There's always something you can say to dismiss it. Say, well, they were emotionally affected and blah, 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 and to write it off. And it is in our interest to do this because we want to feel good about ourselves. We want to dismiss what happens to other people so that we may say, we're all right. And we don't need something like that to happen to us, okay? But the apostles all spake with tongues. Now, some people would say, well, the tongues they spoke on Pentecost Day were understood. That is true. But that does not necessarily mean they were always understood. In fact, you think about it, how would Hebrews recognize other Hebrews were speaking in tongues? Except that they could not understand them. Now, some people have suggested that the tongues spoken of in chapter 14 are different than the tongues spoken of in Revelation. Well, the gift of tongues is sort of like they spake with tongues and they prophesied on Pentecost Day, right? But they didn't all become prophets. So they didn't all get the gift of prophecy on Pentecost Day, but they did prophesy as the Spirit gave utterance. Same thing with tongues. Not everyone gets the gift of tongues, which means they have a special gift for tongues. And as it says in other places, you know, diversities of tongues. But whatever, but they have a special gift for it. And this is not, and as I will show when we go through this, this is not meaning a gift, these are gifts of spiritual things. You know, remember what he says? Follow after love, charity, and desire, be zealous for. Again, that's the word zeal. Be jealous after spiritual things, spiritual stuff. But more that you may prophesy. And then he goes right into tongues. So he had tongues in mind from the beginning. Tongues are a spiritual thing. Now, the languages of men are carnal things. If I were to go, it's like here, if I were to go and study a foreign language at a university, then I could speak in another tongue, in a technical, because, you know, tongue, they'll tell you it's gloss and it just means language, right? But as anyone knows, when you listen to a foreign language that's very different from yours, it sounds like mumbo jumbo. It sounds like just something absolutely unintelligible. In fact, a quick speaking English speaker like me to someone who does not speak English, it sounds completely like jibber jabber jibber jabber. You know, it doesn't make any sense. Not to say that tongues, well, you know, there are so many voices and, you know, I mean, think about it. There's binary code. That has signification. 1 0 1 0 0 1 1 1 1 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 1 0 0 0 0 1 0 0 0 0 1 1 1 1 1 0 0 0. I mean, that is a language. And our computers all speak it. So languages don't necessarily have to conform to our normal thoughts of speech patterns. And there are many different languages in the world. And there are also well, there are many different languages. Well, fine. But what I'm saying is you can acquire knowledge of those languages by going to university. You don't need the Spirit of God to be able to understand foreign languages. And I know there's videos out there on YouTube of people doing what they call autolalia, where they speak in tongues, quote-unquote, by just doing it themselves. Because, and it really isn't any great thing to me. I don't think it's like, it's impossible to do without the Spirit of God. That's not the point, that it's impossible. I can prophesy without the Spirit of God. I don't need the Spirit of God to say, "Thus saith the Lord, thou shalt die!" I just prophesied. Does that mean I have the Spirit of God? I can get up and start yelling and shouting and taking all kinds of authority on myself without the Spirit of God. So being able to imitate things that the Spirit of God does not mean that the things of the Spirit of God are void. So just because you have people on the internet going, "Oh, let, you know, show us your tongues," and they go, "Abadoo bibidi babadoo boobidi babadoo bibia boba," and they say, "Look at her, I can do tongues too." It's not the same as when you stand there praying. You don't believe in tongues. But God puts, and when the power came on me, it came on like very intense, high frequency, but gentle vibrations all over my hands and my forearms. And I was very much, I wasn't in an emotional state. I was like, "Hey, this is weird." And I was talking to the people. I'm like, "This is crazy." I started experimenting. I wanted to see what would happen if I put my hand on someone while the power was on. And as soon as I touched them, it stopped. And I took it away, and it started again. And I put it on, and it stopped, and I took it away. And I thought, this is the strangest thing. I wasn't in an ecstasy. You know what I mean? I wasn't in any state. And then it started happening on my other parts of my body. And then when it came to my lips, and my lips started moving, I wasn't making any noise. But then I tried to speak, and it came out absolute nonsense. Now, I've never had an experience like that again, but I have spoken in tongues. Sometimes I believe by the moving of the Spirit of God. Or it could be done just by my desire to communicate to God in a way beyond the, in which I want to say something and feel something towards God, but I don't have any words. And I believe that the Spirit of God in me is guiding what is coming out of me in the Spirit. He understands. Whatever that language is. It could be my own personal language. I mean, literally, that belongs to me. I dare, you know, if, you know, again, let's look at the text. I don't like saying that. But let's look at this, the word here. Okay? So we want more rather to prophesy. So, but let's, you know, I'm trying to establish, the reason I'm taking such a long thing about it, because I need to establish the argument so you understand. Tongues, as they are practiced, I know there was Azusa Street 100 years ago. That's not my history. That's the history of whatever. And whatever questions people have about that, I, you know, honestly,